You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Jeffrey Soha, the founding partner at ARC Financial Group in Austin, Texas, specializing in helping businesses with their taxes, income, capital gain, and estate, as well as executive benefits, cash management, and succession planning. Jeffrey, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to a good visit.
I am as well, Jeffrey, and certainly can't hear enough about financing, and especially as it pertains to our businesses. So to kick things off, what are executive benefits and how are they different from a typical 401k plan?
Well, that's a great question. You know, 401k plans are a typical group benefit that's a retirement plan for everybody that works in your company. Sometimes you might have some key people, you know, those three or four or five people that really make your business possible, the people that, if you own the business, they allow you to be able to take vacation and not have the house burned down. You know the people I'm talking about, right? So those people, you might want to be able to give them an additional incentive or benefit, but maybe not have to offer it to the whole company. And so executive benefits are just a category of benefits that can be singled out to individuals and given to them based on what you feel is appropriate.
What kinds of employees are good candidates for executive benefits, and is there a minimum salary that they should have?
Sure. Typically, your key people, the executives that you're looking to provide something unique for, are going to be those highly compensated individuals, you know, that should be well into the six-figure income. As far as the people and what they look like and who you're thinking about, you know, you're going to think about the one or two guys, you know, that guy that heads up the operation, the guy that's putting in 12 hours a day without you having to ask them to do it, the people that really make it possible. And you're going to look to figure out what is a benefit that I can give them that is going to help retain them for the long term. Because what you're looking for out of this is, how do I give you a benefit that maybe comes with a vesting period? Say, I'm going to give you a certain bonus every year for the next 10 years, but you don't get it unless you're here in 10 years. I don't want to have to offer that to every employee in the business, so I'm going to offer it to those key guys. And then there's a little bit of a balance between figuring out what amount you need to give them to make it worthwhile, you know, because if you're putting a carrot out there 10 years, typically that benefit needs to be at least two times their salary. So if you have somebody that makes $200,000 a year, you know, you're looking at wanting to give them a benefit of $400 in 10 years, which would mean you're giving them a $40,000 a year bonus. However, they don't get it unless they're there with you in 10 years.
Certainly some helpful information in those regards. Now, how specifically can ARC Financial Group help with executive benefit plans?
So a lot of owners don't even realize that the ability to discriminate amongst employees and pick and choose is even available. So first of all, it starts by finding out who are the key people and helping that business owner determine what is an appropriate benefit. How do we design it? How do we factor that into their cash flow? How do we present that to the employee? You know, sometimes it's not even for an existing employee. Sometimes this can be used as a recruitment tool. So you're thinking, I'm trying to bring on an executive, or I'm trying to retain a person or reward a person. So just helping that owner know what options are available out there and the non-qualified benefits, helping them understand those options so that they can make good decisions, good choices, present that properly to the key guy or key gal. That way they can get the benefit that they're looking for, which is typically a happy employee, a motivated employee that's going to stick with them for the long term.
Today we are joined by Jeffrey Soha, the founding partner at ARC Financial Group in Austin, Texas, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jeffrey, what is your experience in putting together these executive benefit plans?
We've been doing it for about 7 years now. And one thing that we've found, one pitfall that I see is the clients, the owners, they really need to make sure that whoever they're talking to, that they're working with a fiduciary. You know, a fiduciary advisor is going to be similar to your CPA or your attorney. And most people don't realize that most people in the financial business that call themselves some sort of financial advisor or financial professional don't even have the licenses to be a fiduciary. And a fiduciary simply means that they're legally, materially bound to act in your best interest. And you want to have that level of advisor when you're dealing with these types of plans. You don't want to just have some financial salesman, per se. So that's step one, is work with a fiduciary. Make sure your financial advisor is a fiduciary. Number two is don't overcommit. You know, you can always increase the benefit later, but you don't want to go out there and tell somebody you're going to give them something and then have to cut it in half or take it away. People are much more upset when you take something away than they are if you just start out at a lower amount that you can maintain. So those are two things that I would say. And then the last thing, in this economy, it's been a go, go, go economy lately. So what that means is business is booming and there's a shortage of really, really good talent. So your competition is out there trying to attract your key talent, whether you realize it or not. Your key guys are probably getting job offers. They're getting calls from recruiters. They're being courted by your competition. So you've got to act proactively and think, okay, what do I need to do to prevent them from leaving so that they don't walk away for a better offer? And you want to be proactive about it so it doesn't catch you off guard. You know, the real question to think about is, what would your business look like if your top one or two or three people weren't there tomorrow? What would that mean? What would that mean for your lifestyle? What would that mean for the business? How would you react? Even if you just singled it down to who is your most important employee, if that person isn't there tomorrow, what does that look like for your business? What does that look like for your schedule, for your lifestyle, for how you're going to have to act as an owner in that person's absence?
Certainly some important questions to consider along the way. Lastly, what's the hot new executive benefit that people are starting to utilize now?
You know, I don't think that there's necessarily a hot new executive benefit. I think the benefits that are being used the most right now are actually something that has been around for a while and used by most major corporations. You know, the large companies out there have been in this space for a long time. The new thing is that you're seeing the local companies, the local successful company, the local successful construction company, the local successful, you know, retail business or restaurant business or whatever the local business is. You're starting to see those local companies that are experiencing success look for new ways to add value to their key people. And so all we're doing is simply taking a page out of the big public corporate America playbook about retaining key talent, but putting in some retention benefit for the business. And so we're taking those things that are tried and true and tested and been around for a long time in big corporate America, and we're just bringing it down to the local level so that those local successful companies, you know, those family businesses, the private companies, can take advantage of these plans that are out there that they just might not be aware of.
Jeffrey, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Final tip would just be to really consider, what does your business look like without your best employee? And what are you doing to keep that person there, because your competition is coming after them? Think about that question.
Jeffrey, certainly has been good to have had you. Thanks for sharing some very helpful and insightful information today in all regards. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about ARC Financial Group in Austin, Texas online, and how they also can be in touch with you as well.
Sure. So our website is arcfinancial.com, ARK Financial. We're also on LinkedIn and Twitter, Facebook, so you can follow us there. We have regular posts and updates and try to share plenty of useful information. You can reach out to us through the website. So that's the best way to reach us and find us and learn more about us.
Well, Jeffrey, once again, we thank you for your time today, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
We have been speaking with Mr. Jeffrey Soha, the founding partner at ARC Financial Group in Austin, Texas, specializing in helping businesses with their taxes, income, capital gain, and estate, as well as executive benefits, cash management, and succession planning. And once again, the website of reference is arcfinancial.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.